With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And joining us to talk a little bit about this Padres team, this man has been on the Padres before the season began and continued to follow this team. Matt Schneider, CBS Sports, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Matt, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm good. Kind of a bittersweet meeting between us, though, isn't it? With the way it went down, and yeah.
We've been talking about it all show. It's a tough pill, at least for Chris and I, to swallow today, as that certainly wasn't the way we expected it to end. But I tell you what, although it was abrupt, you look back on this 2020 season, it certainly has been fun to watch. I got to ask you, Matt, as you watch this series, going up against probably one of the best teams in the entire league, some of the glaring needs might have popped up. What did you see that maybe the Padres need to address going into this next offseason?
I mean, some of them, but another part of it was without Lamet and with Clevinger only being able to go that one inning, it completely throws your plans out of flux. I mean, even if you're the Dodgers, as deep as they are, if Walker Buehler gets hurt in game one and then Clayton Kershaw is too hurt to go in game two, all of a sudden we might be talking about a whole different ballgame here. I mean, so if the tables were turned, it could have been a totally different result. So while you would like to see probably more starting pitching depth, I still think that might come before next year naturally without even outside additions.
Right.
You might have to address the outfield a little bit. You're going to have to address the bullpen because you've lost several arms from the bullpen of free agency in all likelihood, but that's one of the easiest areas to shore up on the cheap. I think they're in really good shape moving forward.
Matt, is there any other way for the Padres to speed up the process in terms of catching the Dodgers, or is just baseball and sports being sports where you've got to kind of pay your dues, you got to go through the ups and the downs and the experiences? I mean, the Dodgers have been there so many times. The Padres, this is the first time they've been there, most of them, and it seemed to show a little bit during the course of this series.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always some things you can be doing. And if you look ahead to next year, even if you have, let's say, Lamet and Clevinger are healthy all year, we don't know about Paddock. There's still a lot of upside. He's far too young to give up on. We don't know if Mackenzie Gore is going to come totally around. I like Davies a lot, but to count on him as like a third ace, if you will, going into, let's say, they make the NLCS against the Dodgers next year, for example, I don't know about that. Meanwhile, you've got somebody like Trevor Bauer sitting there in free agency who says he only wants to sign one-year deals. By all means, go nuts and do something like that. Marcus Stroman. We don't know what it's going to take to get Marcus Stroman. What if it's not going to take that much? Somebody like that, another veteran there to where you don't have to say, we love Lamet and Clevinger at the top of the rotation, then we're going to go with Paddock, Davies, and let's say Mackenzie Gore after that. You kind of have three question marks after those top two there. Maybe let's soften the blow by adding another starting pitcher, and then you only have two question marks. Now that's not as big of a deal. So maybe rotation, maybe back into the bullpen. I love Pomeranz. There's upside in some of the other guys they have, but I know Yates was out for the overwhelming majority of the year, but he's a free agent now. Trevor Rosenthal's a free agent. Maybe you try to bring him back. Maybe you try to go nuts for Liam Hendricks, who's a free agent, and you saw how much of a beast he can be in the playoffs in that series against the Astros. Probably like one big bullpen arm and a veteran starter he can throw toward the top of the rotation would be the biggest areas I would want to kind of go outside the organization to address.
Now, Matt, you've been on this squad for long, so you followed this team and their pipeline. AJ Preller's in an interesting position here because last year they didn't address the starting rotation because they didn't want to block any of the young guys.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen a few of those young guys throughout the course of the season that look promising. Adrian Morde-Holmes won. Luis Patino's another one. We got a chance to see a few of the young guys, but we didn't get a chance to see Mackenzie Gore. Now,
yeah,
obviously Mackenzie is still going to be highly regarded. And don't let me forget Ryan Weathers, who popped up in his major league debut in the playoffs, by the way, against this.
Yeah, how great
team.
Was that?
Right. So if you're AJ Preller and your idea last year was you didn't want to clog up any rotation spots and you got a slew of young guys on the way, do you dabble in free agency in terms of starting pitching, or do you put that focus mainly on the bullpen, as you said? Because you still, if you bring in a Stroman or you happen to bring in a Bauer on a one-year deal, you're still taking up a position for one of those young guys.
Correct. I would say two things to that. Number one, there's definitely merit to that. And if you want to focus only on the bullpen and say we trust our young guys in the rotation, I'm fine with that too. But the second point is the calculus has changed now. You had the second best record in the National League. You're not a 72-90 team. All of a sudden, things are a lot different now. Expectations from the fans are going to be better, bigger. Expectations from the players are going to be bigger, from the rest of the front office, from manager Jace Tingler. There's a lot. It's a lot different than it was last year at this time. So, and that's what you want. You want the expectations to be higher. But now that they're higher, maybe it's not good enough anymore to say, hey, we really think Mackenzie Gore can have a big year, when you've got a chance to sign a guy who might win the National League Cy Young.
Matt Snyder is with us from CBSSports.com, joining us to talk some Padre baseball, and outstanding baseball guy, and really been on this Padre ball club. He told everybody else out there what we already knew heading into the season, and that this Padre team is on the cusp of something special. How should the Padre fans look back at this season overall, Matt, now that, you know, we're kind of stepped into the off season a little bit? I know it's the wound is still a little bit fresh, but
I get it.
You know, in terms of what they accomplished this year, did they accomplish as much or maybe even a little bit more than you thought that they were capable of doing in terms of gaining ground on, you know, getting to where they eventually want to go, which obviously is a championship?
If we look at the regular season, I would say more. I thought they were going to be like, let's say, where the Reds ended up, like around a 7-ish seed. You're kind of scary. A lot of people thought the Reds might knock off the Braves in the first round. I thought that's where the Padres would be, but they weren't just kind of scary because of the rotation. They were legitimately scary to make a deep run, and they got derailed by two unfortunate injuries. I wish those didn't happen, but I think, as I wrote in my column today, I think that this season is going to be one that's going to be looked back on with great fondness in the San Diego area. And I kind of drew on a personal experience there. I didn't want to put it in the column because I didn't want to make it look like it was about anything else except the Padres. But I'm a Cubs fan. I think you guys knew that.
Yes,
I saw so much 2015 Cubs in this team as I was watching them, especially when the Padres came back, when it looked like they were about to get swept by the Cardinals. And then you get that three-run Tatis bomb, then the Machado bomb to tie it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is seriously like I'm watching the 2015 Cubs again. I just wish there were fans in the stands so you could see how crazy they were going. But I feel like this was like the year before the year, and that it doesn't necessarily mean the Padres are going to win it all next year. But it was like you're coming off 72 wins. You're hopeful that the team can be pretty good. And then you're starting to see it actually come to fruition. I feel like if they do win a World Series, that's definitely going to be the team that the Padres fans look most fondly upon. But the second most fond team they look back on will be 2020, because they'll say it started right there. It started in 2020 when we saw this team come together, what they can actually do on the field. Not potential, not maybe we'll be good in the future. No, here's how good we are right now, and it's only going to get better.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, joins us here on the SDCC Fan Hotline. And, Matt, I have one more question about the free agency part, because I wonder – as a former player, right, you're watching these games, especially as the playoffs are going, and Stroman comes to mind because he was at home watching all of these games. And you see the type of personality, the type of fun the Padres are having, you know, as a rising team in this league. Do you think that's going to have an impact on some of these other players as they've watched this team kind of go from being a doormat to one of the teams that is literally the most exciting team to watch during the season?
I would sure think so. I mean, it's. Yeah. I mean, you would know better than me. I've never been a free agent in Major League Baseball before, but I've got to think, starting already with the city of San Diego, the gorgeous weather. I mean, let's face it. Even guys who come from cold weather, nobody likes playing in the cold. Don't give me that.
No.
Nobody likes playing baseball in the cold. So first of all, you've got San Diego weather, beautiful ballpark, beautiful area around the ballpark. The problem was for so many years, it's a perpetual loser. You don't want to sign to go somewhere and lose. You had to knock over guys like Eric Hosmer and Manny Machado just to sign there. But now you've got a lot of momentum with winning. The element of, hey, we're awesome at everything except winning, that's gone now. Now we're awesome at winning, too. You would think it would be a destination, and you could get guys to take less money to go there. You would think. I mean, well, let's see it. But I get the feeling that you're going to see guys take less money to go there.
Mm, that would be sweet.
That's what all of us have done to come here. So, you know, if we can do it, the ball players can do it.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. I've only been there like three times, and I never want to leave every time I'm there.
Matt Snyder is with us from CBS Sports. Real quick, Matt, I know you got to roll, and thanks so much for your time. But just give me a quick preview of Dodgers-Braves. I know the Braves are probably thinking they got a pretty good shot here. I mean, they just pitched four shutouts in five games, and obviously they can hit. But do they have any chance to stack up against this powerhouse Dodger team?
Yeah, I think they do. One problem is they just had a bye last round. I don't know. There's probably not any Marlins fans there, so I'm okay to say that.
Yeah, I think you're good. I think you're good.
Yeah, their offense is so good. It's so stacked. Yeah. It's so powerful. So is the Dodgers. But you're going to need Fried to be on, which he actually was not against the Marlins. You're going to need Ian Anderson to be on. They have a really good bullpen. I could see the Braves winning it. The Dodgers are better. But I'll tell you this. I think it's going to be really, really fun. If both teams play well, and I expect that they will, I kind of feel like it could go seven. It kind of is similar to what I think the Padres series could have been if they had their two big guns atop the rotation. Yeah. I feel like this and the Braves are missing Soraka, but they've got Fried and Anderson going really well right now. So I think the Dodgers are going to win, but I do not think it's going to be easy.
Matt, listen, from the very beginning, as I said at the lead of this interview, you were telling everybody who would listen that this Padre team was somebody was a team to watch out for. You were spot on. Kudos to you for that. Appreciate you coming on all year long. And as we get into the free agency portion, we'll probably connect with you again, get you back on the show. We appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the kind words. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.